A team of scientists is making a stunning claim. Mars, they say, has a frozen body of water near its equator. It's big, about the size of Europe's North Sea. If real, the frozen sea would be an ideal place to search for microbial life, past or present. As NPR's David Kestenbaum reports, the research is being met with skepticism.
Stand on the Mars equator and pour yourself a glass of water. Within hours, it would vanish. The atmosphere is just too thin for water to stay around terribly long. Scientists believe there is water deep below the surface and some frozen at the poles, but a frozen sea has seemed pretty unlikely. Then, about a year ago, John Murray, a planetary scientist at the Open University in England, was looking through some pictures of Mars taken from orbit with the European spacecraft Mars Express. He saw a suspiciously flat area with broken sections that appeared to have rotated and drifted. It's the sort of thing you might see from an airplane window.
I flew over the Gulf of St. Lawrence on Saturday, and of course there was pack ice everywhere and very similar structures to what we've been seeing on Mars. So I took about 20, 30 photographs.
The water for the frozen Martian sea would have been forced up from below the surface. On the pictures of Mars, you can see giant fissures in the ground about 100 miles away. Here's how Murray thinks it all might have unfolded.
It would have been quite dramatic. I mean, as soon as these cracks opened up, there'd have been very big earthquakes. Then you'd have seen the water shooting out probably to some kilometers above the surface. I mean, there's no equivalent event on Earth. And then you'd have got these massive floods of water that you'd have seen coming down towards you. And then this would have washed around you. And if you'd been lucky enough to standing on an island, you'd have seen it spread out. It would have been as far as you could see in every direction. Then this one would have quickly frozen over.
Why didn't it evaporate? One explanation, volcanic eruptions.
There would have been volcanic ash falling all the time. And so that would have settled on the top of the ice and would have covered it with a dark surface layer.
Murray and his colleagues tested out the idea of a frozen sea as best they could. They studied additional pictures and other data from a NASA spacecraft, carefully analyzing every wrinkle and ridge on the surface. All the data, he says, point to a frozen body of water, perhaps a few feet below ground.
When I first presented this in the team, there was just stunned disbelief. I mean, you know, people were sort of thinking, well, is he joking? You know, is he mad? But gradually, they have all come round to believing it, or certainly believing that it's the most likely explanation.
The research is appearing in the journal Nature this week, and Murray is in Texas for a scientific conference where he will present the work on Friday. Not everyone there will be convinced.
I think they got it wrong. It's understandable from first impressions of the data, but I do think they got it wrong.
Alfred McEwen is a planetary scientist at the University of Arizona. We reached him in his hotel room in Texas. He's about 100% sure the frozen sea is something else, hardened lava. McEwen, like John Murray, bases his interpretation on what he's seen on Earth. He went to Iceland to look at lava flows there. They look just like what you see on this part of Mars, he says. Flowing lava can form a crust that later breaks up, looking like sea ice.
If you just look at these plates, the case for sea ice or lava plates is equally good. I think you could explain it either way. But there are a variety of other observations in this region that indicate lava. And there's other remote sensing observations which indicate that there is, A, an absence of water in this region, and, B, that there is rocky material here.
Another scientist at the meeting, however, said he found the arguments for a frozen sea persuasive. The debate could easily be settled by sending someone to Mars with a shovel. In the near term, the European spacecraft Mars Express will try to use radar to peer beneath the surface. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.